and without knowing why, or precisely what it means, these are wets. She sights up the barrel and is queerly saddened, but not surprised, to find that the barrel lets through no light. It's plugged. Has been for decades, from the look of it. This gun will never fire again. There is no choice to be made after all. This gun is over. Susanna, still holding the revolver with the sandalwood grips in one hand, twists the throttle with the other. The little electric cart, the one she named Hofat 3, although that is already fading in her mind, rolls soundlessly forward. It passes a green trash barrel with "Keep Litter in Its Place" stenciled on the side. She tosses Roland's revolver into this litter barrel. Doing it hurts her heart, but she never hesitates. It's heavy and sinks into the crumpled fast food wrappers, advertising circulars, and discarded newspapers like a stone into water. She is still enough of a gunslinger to bitterly regret throwing away such a storied weapon, even if the final trip between worlds has spoiled it. But she's already become enough of the woman who's waiting for her up ahead not to pause or look back once the job is done. Before she can reach the man with the paper cup, he turns. He is indeed wearing a sweatshirt that says, "I drink Nozzola." But she barely registers that. It's him. That's what she registers. It's Edward Cantor Dean. And then even that becomes secondary because what she sees in his eyes is all she has feared. It's total puzzlement. He doesn't know her. Then, tentatively, he smiles, and it is the smile she remembers, the one she always loved. Also, he's clean. She knows it at once. She sees it in his face, mostly in his eyes. The carolers from Harlem sing, and he holds out the cup of hot chocolate.